surprise you that Boston, with maybe no Marcus Smart tonight, is still a 6.5-point favorite?
Yeah, I think that's the Jimmy Butler thing, and that's almost the exact same line as it was last game. So, whoa. I mean, I could see it. Seems like a lot, but, you know, I'm sure that they're assuming Boston will be pretty upset, pretty desperate. Who knows what's going to happen with Butler? At least Smart's a game time decision. It's Marcus Smart. I'm sure he'll play. Their back's against the wall. Six seems like a lot, but I thought it was a lot in game three.
And the total has gone over.
And they got all three. I mean, they got ran out of the building.
So here's what I think will happen tonight. If this series is playing out like it is. And by the way, it's a 4-quarter game, so that's why the Heat are up 2-1. You don't get quarter points. This is not the old CBA. Is Boston will get out to a big lead right away. They'll come out with a ton of emotion, and they'll get out to a big lead, and then it'll be, do you play catch-up? How does it work? That's just how I feel that this game will go in response to how Boston played on Saturday night.
Well, yeah.
Because Tatum isn't going to score 10 points. Jaylen Brown's not going to score 40. They're not going to turn the ball over like they did. They're not going to allow Miami to have 22 more field goal attempts than them. It'll revert back to now it's Boston's turn in a series where we've had some huge deficits. And that's how I think tonight will start.
Did you see that?
If it doesn't and the Heat are in it or the Heat start well, hello. Hello, Jimmy Butler. Welcome back.
I mean, hopefully Miami won't have to play P.J. Tucker 38 minutes. I don't even know how he feels this morning.
Is there more of a guy in the NBA that's built like an NFL linebacker than P.J. Tucker?
Yeah, but the Celtics in their own right had three guys play over 40 minutes.
Well, that's where the depth helped because the Heat played 12 guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a rarity in the NBA is you're going to play all 12 in a game that is decided near the end.
Just telling Jake, it didn't seem like Golden State played their guys so many heavy minutes with Steph and Clay and Wiggins played 40, and it's like they played 9 guys but still went for the jugular. I think Draymond kind of went there in the presser post-game. He felt like this one was pivotal because Dallas may have been reeling. So they went for it. Like their fellas played heavy minutes. And I was telling Robbie, we were texting back and forth during the game last night, there was no way if you're Dallas, you felt good going down at the half when it didn't even seem like Golden State was shooting well. And you still were down at the half. That probably wasn't going to bode well.
They are now, teams that are up 3-0 are 146-0.
Yeah.
Dallas looks like a team that hit the wall. They got spent in the Suns series. They've been on the road. Now they're done. They've hit the wall. They've got no, I mean, Reggie Bullock played 40 minutes. You know how many points he scored?
Zero. He
makes
a shot.
0-for-10. This is the 26th straight series that Golden State has at least won a road game. 26 straight.
Pretty consistent.
And they're a win away from going to their 6th final in the last 8 years. Not bad.
Yeah, 6-8. And still, like, this isn't a dynasty, right? I know it's different criteria for different sports.
I don't think so.
Doesn't seem like
I think
it.
It's the start of like the second phase of the Warriors.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it because they missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. I don't know. It seems like all the sports have different dynasties. I felt like the Bruins were on the verge of one and then not really. Tampa Bay's in one.
Mm-hmm.
What did the Giants win? Was that 3 in 5 years?
Baseball?
Yeah. That didn't seem like a dynasty because I don't think they missed the postseason. Mm-hmm. So it's just weird. It seems like it's weird.
I wouldn't call it a dynasty. I would call it the second era.
Yeah, it seems like different criteria for the sport. No. I don't even know what it is. It just feels different. In the NFL, a team could not win a Super Bowl back-to-back years and still be on the still be talking dynasties. But it doesn't seem to have that kind of flexibility in other sports.
Well, I mean, that's what people say about the Chiefs. So, well, they're not a dynasty. Well, is the window still open to be a dynasty? But, no, I mean, our comparisons are, when it comes to dynasties in football, like the Patriots.
Touchdown!
You know? But what it feels like is that series is over, and basically Jason Kidd told you so, and Steph Curry said, it's over. And Barkley told you it's over, too.
Feels good.
He's now done. If he has to work, if they have to go to San Francisco, he may not go with them. All right. We're back with more Sharpen Betting in the Morning after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.